We good?
Welcome to the All Man Podcast, where we're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag All Man.
Yo, we back doing live, so hopefully people can see us.
Woo!
Check this out on YouTube. And also, if you have any comments.
It's not a beer.
It should be a beer.
It should be a beer. Did you? Are we on the All Man Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the All Man Live and
awesome.
We're on YouTube.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. So
again, we're reporting live from 404 Smoke Shop in Atlanta, Georgia, the new Camp Creek location.
Shout out to 404 Smoke Shop.
For sure. For sure.
I'm going to go off the cuff, off the top of my head. I have questions. So I was. Oh.
You always got questions. What you mean?
Don't mind if I do.
So the owner is baiting us with alcohol.
He ain't baiting me shit. Sounds.
Those sharp ass tennis on.
It sounds good to me.
And just left it right at the.
Oh my goodness.
Like I dare you.
Just left wait it right a minute.
Like I dare you. So we'll show you what we have in a second. But one of the things that that came to my mind, I ran to an old flame that shouldn't have been a flame.
Okay. She should have been the one?
No. She should have been what she is, which is a jump off.
Are you comfortable with saying that on me?
Yes, I am comfortable with saying it because we're going to have to define it, and we're going to have to figure out why so many people feel the need to try to turn hoes into housewives.
Wait. Whoa. That okay. All right.
Because I tried to make her my girl.
Here we go.
Well, you tried to wipe that bitch.
I did.
What were the circumstances? You came out the box running.
Because I think it needs to be discussed. Too often are we not recognizing the ones that we should be putting a lot more effort into.
Okay.
Versus the ones that should just be for fun.
The queens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kings, queens,
and yeah. You should just be the stable boy for some chicks.
Okay.
Right.
And then you should be the king.
What I was alluding to.
But what is that?
And that's a Kings, Queens, and Stable Boys, Why Men Cheat, A Guide to a Better Relationship is a book that I've written to help people start the conversation of getting a better life, a better romantic life, direction, feeling confident where you're going in your, you know, in your relationship.
For sure.
If you need to exit it, if you need to continue down, or if you just need to back up and just say, oh, let's just see what it is.
Where's that available?
From the outside. It's available on Amazon.
What if you are trying to do all of that and you want to look really well-dressed while you're doing it and intentional with the way that you do it?
Hey, man, you know what? You should check out Michael Andrew. Michael Andrew, you got anything to say about that?
I do have a wonderful piece of literature.
Literature.
It's called Dress for Success, How to Intimately Align Your Image and Your Identity so that it leaves a lasting impact with everybody you encounter. No, it's not a mouthful, but you can give her one. It's available on Amazon or on stylearchitects.com.
Y'all on the road tonight.
And if you do get the book, then you get 20% off of any Crowns hat purchase. So we can get that squared away for you as well. Yeah, this is what happens when you're in 404 Smoke Shop. You get some beautiful background music sometimes.
Sometimes, occasionally.
Sometimes. Speaking to the mic, nigga.
I'm lighting my cigar. I apologize, guys. They can see it on live now, so they know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm
going
to start inviting some folks in. So, yeah, with that being said, can you turn a hoe into a housewife? From y'all's opinion?
Should you even try?
Boats and
hoes. I mean, it depends on if you pimping or not. If I'm a PMS, then you should wipe once you turn square. You should wipe your bottom.
All right, so so we know that's not gonna happen.
Talking that talk right now.
Just wipe that bottom at that point. Don't hurt yourself, nigga.
I'm already hurting myself.
They can see you, nigga. We can see you. We can see you. No, should you turn the hoe into a housewife? It depends, because I think we all prostitute ourselves in different types of ways. So what is she prostituting herself potentially for? And is that something that you can live with? If not, then you shouldn't be worried about that right now.
Comfortable now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right.
You know what I mean? So
now what my concerns are more so.
Michael Andrews checking our analytics, by the way.
I'm sending invites.
Yeah, sending invites to the live.
Yeah.
So
it was cooler what I said, though.
It was.
Whatever.
Should you go into certain situations? Like if a woman says to you, hey, let's just see where this goes. Now, you guys may have a good. Don't worry about it. It's been said to me.
It's been said that.
It's been said to two of us on this panel.
What's that?
Let's just see where it goes. I like things the way that they are.
Yeah. I don't like that shit.
You should just be chill. Like, say if you have a romantic, you guys are getting it. You guys are friends with benefits, sexual partners, whatever you want to call yourselves. You should probably just leave it as that.
Yeah.
Don't push further.
Agree. It is a fine line, though, at times, because.
Wait a minute. Now, if you go out with a chick first night, you take her to Applebee's and you smash.
Uh-huh.
And
man, we wrong for taking them to Applebee's, too.
I mean,
who
you know,
wrong?
So we've they that's got two I've been for told, 20, man. That's what I've been told several times. Applebee's, what you just think I'm, yes, bitch, I don't know if I like you. That's why we take them to the coffee shop.
Yeah, you can get some expensive-ass coffee.
But let's delve further. You get to her house, it's messy.
Right.
Not just messy. It's kind of a little bit, kind of like nasty.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't be messing with that chick.
You definitely
probably
not. Well, so you would you still fuck?
I did.
In a nasty house? Like with the roaches? Did you have to be fucking and then look for the roaches?
Don't Don't you fucking shrug.
I mean, I did it.
How recent was this?
Oh, this is 8 years ago. This is 12 years ago.
Okay, now I get that back. If you're over 30 and you fucking a chick in a dirty house, like I'm looking at you kind of sideways.
Should a chick have a dirty house?
Have a dirty house?
Fuck no, but if she has a dirty house. But if she has a dirty house, why and you still fuck, I'm looking at you a little sideways.
Yeah, because I don't care how desperate you are for the puss. How are you doing that? She got to smell funny too.
No.
She didn't smell
she just
funny.
Not organized. And by not organized, it's like, oh, well.
Was the dishes, in the sink?
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Like dishes in the sink just.
It's not
like that. Like,
no, it's not like that.
Like you'll have, you're by yourself, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about like a full. Now she had kids, but still, like, why aren't. Somebody should be washing
dishes.
Right. Plus, we can't see that in your home. When you walk in, I can't see dirty dishes.
This is true.
Like your bathroom shouldn't be dirty.
That's it. That's disturbing to me. If a girl got a dirty bathroom, you got a dirty coochie. Like
probably. That's
how I feel. I said it.
So
I'm with you.
So what I'm saying
now.
Is, where are you? fuck all that. Where are you drawing the line? Because you set the scenario up. You did it anyway. So where should we draw the line, or the listeners draw the line, when it comes to dirty motherfuckers?
Where should you draw the line? I mean, I guess whatever your comfort level with dirty is, nigga.
Nah,
like,
we gotta be authoritative on this one. We gotta be the authoritative figure
for sure.
On it.
I mean, for me, if you definitely got a dirty bathroom, that's a deal breaker. If I'm seeing crust on mold on dishes. That's a deal breaker. And it's the difference between you being dirty and you being messy.
Did you say mold on dishes?
I've seen it.
For real?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's unfortunate.
That's why when you come into the house, the shit be smelling for you. But what's that smell?
Like if you don't take out your trash at a proper time.
Yeah, like if you come
into... Like just be maintenance.
Right. I mean, for me that, and then also like if, like I said, if a chick is... Well, don't
look
do
at,
that, nigga.
Look at Wayne's face.
Cause you know I'm looking. I keep my head on the swivel, nigga. What happened?
Yes. Nothing. You're good. Keep it going.
But no, like if I'm dealing with a chick, and she's messy, that's different. Messiness is like you leaving some clothes out, like whatever. I'm cool on. I can deal with that.
No, I'm talking about the chick who takes pictures and you see her drawers on the.
Dirty,
yeah,
like if you dirty,
like she'll post one on the gram with her shit in the corner.
Makeup everywhere, fucking hair, like her weave and shit is like she combed out a weave and then clean up the hair and shit. That shit.
What's the dirtiest shit that you've ever done before?
Like, you mean like grimy?
I mean like in the house. Like you'd be like, fuck it.
Probably just let dishes sit too long. Like, and after that, I'm
as
like,
an adult.
Yeah.
Didn't clean my bathroom after a week.
Okay.
Yeah, mine probably just let the dishes sit and then bathroom. But like even bathroom, it wasn't a deep clean.
Yeah.
It was a wipe down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of shit, I gotta clean my bathroom tonight.
What would you? Because we're men who like women. So what do we do when the women come to us? What should we prepare? How should we prepare?
We're born as
women. For the fellas out there who are listening, they literally look, they listening to this right now, surveying their living room.
Right.
It's real simple. Like, even if you have a roommate, like your stuff should be maintenance once a week.
Yeah.
Like, do one deep dive clean.
Yeah.
Everything else should just be dusty.
I agree with that.
You know, clean out your toilet bowl and your shower once a week. Take out the shower curtain, throw it in the washing machine, take it out. You don't even got to dry it.
Yeah.
It takes off the mold, you straight.
Yeah.
Or have a liner.
That's what I'm
like. Yeah, every dude should have a liner. Like, yeah, it's time for me to replace my liner. Like, you should get
it's cheap enough liners. You can replace
it. I keep a liner.
Yeah, it's like,
but I mean, you can take it out and wash it.
Yeah, but so I'm saying they're not. I'm talking about the plastic.
Well, no, not the curtain.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, the plastic one I'm throwing away. It's 99 cents.
Yeah,
for me.
Throw it in the wash.
But okay.
Trust me.
But the curtain.
But for I mean whatever. United States. To your point. Okay.
Hey man, that's a life hack right there. I ain't thought about that.
Yeah, nice little life hack. I'm cheap and lazy, so I'm.
Straight up, I'm the same way. I bought about 4 or 5 of them.
Right,
but I mean, for that reason, it shouldn't be like moldy and shit.
Right,
yeah,
we bought
right.
Some.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I think shit. You should. I think every
you be
dude
afraid for the shit to touch your skin in the shower. Right. Oh shit!
I think every dude should have that. Every dude should definitely have like smell good. I don't care if that's incense. I'm not a huge incense dude.
Stop lying.
I'm not. I like candles. I'm a candles nigga.
I figured you.
We know.
I thought you was Black Love all day.
Yeah, Queen Black Goddess Mother of the Earth.
This is frankincense, my love.
You know what I'm saying? And myrrh, just like right. They gave baby Jesus. I'm giving them gifts to you. No, I think that you should always have like a smell good in there, and then you should always have. You know what kills me for a lot of guys is who are single. You need to have flatware. Like niggas need to have dishes. Like not one. Like I didn't go into like mad niggas' houses who got like one or two like nigga have glasses, have more than two or three forks.
Is this for real?
I'm dead ass.
I mean, some people don't think about it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just getting them some game.
Yeah, like, man. If you heating up a piece in the oven, the motherfucker got to eat on something.
I mean, some people have plasticware.
Yeah,
but he's talking saying, about like, actually get like get a plate.
China,
like, yeah, China.
Get plates.
Yeah.
Like, get, like, the four-pack.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you because, like, a lot of dudes don't realize. Like, I talked to a young lady, and she was like, yo, it says that, like, a dude actually is aware. And I was like, aware of what? She was like, that motherfuckers may come over. And I was like, yo, I ain't think, because I ain't have no flatware for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I was just out here chilling.
We're taking a little drink break
shout
here.
Shout out to the OG. We ain't taking no break. We gonna stay live.
They get to see it live and see what it's like.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, sir.
We staying comfortable and protected. Thank you, sir. I don't even know how this is about to end up. Jesus Christ.
Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Yeah. Cheers.
Your head gonna feel better.
Cheers.
Today.
Clink, clink, clink.
Shit.
Oh, man. See, that's how the owners do.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to 404 Smoke Shop. Camp Creek location. Please make sure you stop by. And some restaurants next door. You know what I'm saying? You can come.
I feel like a damn DJ with the.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
You need to switch up?
No, I'm good.
No, I was talking to
him. Oh.
No, you're going to be fine. We might have to get the again in.
Yo, no, we not. No, we are not, sir.
Michael Landry, you're really going to be breakdancing. I feel like breakdancing.
There we go.
All right, so so when you're dealing with.
Bring the curls out.
So when you're dealing with
Puerto Rican Wayne.
Am I too loud? Sorry. Anyway. Yeah. Juan.
Yeah, Jack.
So when you're dealing with a woman who is that's yours.
Pardon me.
Who is unsavory in presentation.
Well, you know that I ain't fucking with her. She unsavory in presentation.
You never done it? You never been with a chick who's loud? Have you ever tried to wife somebody who was not wifeable?
No.
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 Nigga, that's a question you shouldn't even have to ask me, as picky as you said I am.
No.
The chick who wanted the air on and the heat on at the same time.
Was yo, if I would have showed you a picture of her though.
Listen, we talked about this on the way here. Yes. Stop it.
Wait a minute. So
I will smash a lot of shit that I shouldn't smash, and I will do things.
But what I'm saying, no, like I said.
In my older days.
Prior to that, when you saw her, she was a chick. She was like, yo, I'm overly clean. Like, So there was other things. I just didn't realize she was crazy. I'm sorry, she's not crazy. She's an emotionally unstable creature.
I ain't gonna call you when I wanna call you.
I'm gonna call you an emotionally unstable creature.
I think I'd rather have crazy.
Right. So I mean, like, with her, nah, like, if we talking about, like I said, with smashing, yes, I fucked like many chicks that, like I've said that once again. If we encounter her, I'd be like, I don't know that bitch. I never touched that bitch. Don't talk to that bitch. Please believe me. Wait. Please believe me.
Michael Andrew would definitely hit her with the moi.
Yeah, I don't know you. I'm sorry. Excuse me, moi.
Moi. Le Bohème. It's an opera.
Right.
Sorry. In that movie.
So, but yeah.
What, nah. I mean.
Wife, though? No.
No, there's no.
All right, so it's just me, man. Fuck y'all then.
No, I'm just saying, a chick that I knew I had no business wifing.
What did she look like?
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, shit.
All right. But you've seen her.
Okay.
I mean, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, wifey she material.
Had a great ass.
She had a great ass.
Listen. And this has been the All Man
Podcast. No, I'm just saying, it's. It was unfortunate because I thought, hey, you hear things. I'm just going to speak for me. I hear things right. Like, oh, I want a nice guy who's going to, you know, be sensitive. And so you start to be sensitive. Or I want a nice guy who's going to be thoughtful. So you try to be thoughtful.
Right.
And you try to say, hey, I'm going to build with you.
Right.
Right.
You know, I'm going to come in. She had kids. So I'm going to come in and be like, yo.
Order. In the motherfucking
court. We're going to build this up to where it's greatness. We're going to come up together.
Right.
And she didn't want that shit.
I'm glad you.
Yeah, most of them don't.
What is your range of tutelage when you're ushering in a new relationship? How much input are you giving someone? Because Michael Andrew will tell you in a minute, I'm not here to train a bitch.
I would not say that. I'm happily. I'm a personal management specialist.
You will manage. You won't train.
Yeah.
You got to put them in. They have to have a training period.
Well, you said
The
way you made it sound on one of the episodes.
Okay, well, let me clarify then for y'all motherfuckers.
Break it down so it can't be broke no more.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm gonna break it down forever. Right? When a man get an erection, right?
Yeah.
You know where the blood rushes from, right? His from feet. His head and his feet. Which means he's stung and he can't run nowhere. Only a woman guy would think of some shit like that. You know I was gonna pull that one out at some point. No. When at some point you do have to train a woman to manage expectations. I have to train her on what my expectations are so that we can manage those.
Yeah.
I do have to train her on how to maneuver through like whatever my life situation is.
Yeah.
Cuz she may not be accustomed to that. But what I'm not going to train you on is how to be
a woman.
A woman about yours. Like if you get out of pocket and you acting like a little girl, you acting like a bitch, or you acting like a nigga, then nah, like, you gonna get fired fast. Yeah. And I would expect the same thing from a woman.
You're fired.
You know what I'm saying? No. Mine is, yo, so I'm gonna need to holler at you real quick over here. Just go ahead and grab your stuff. This ain't gonna take long at all. This ain't gonna take long at all.
That's yours too,
security.
Over there.
Security.
That's not true. When you've developed feelings in a relationship.
You think he's speaking figuratively?
This nigga act like he don't know me.
I'm a
cold-hearted son of a... No, I'm playing.
What he's saying is he doesn't want to shuffle the deck on you.
I'm not saying that he wouldn't give space. I just don't think that he's going to be that callous.
That cocktail is delicious.
It is.
It is.
But it is strong. It's smooth. No, I'm saying strong because that's why...
I'm about to find out.
So, no, I'm saying, would I be that callous? No, I mean, listen, especially if I care about the person, but I'm going to be matter of fact about my shit too. That's my thing is I don't want to be cold hearted, but I do want to be matter of fact. Like I want to speak with conviction when I'm dealing with, cause she get that same energy when I'm interested. Yo, I ain't trying to do all the smooth talk, slick talk. Like I like you.
Yeah.
And I want you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to give it to you though. The slow hard.
I kind of asked the question because it kind of, for me, it segues into something that I've been thinking about more recently. During the holidays, for whatever reason, a lot of women have a tendency to post things on social media about what they're going to do for the new year and how they're going to perceive this. And
niggas ain't saying that this year.
Right. But they still throwing their little shots, you know what I mean? You know, I'm protecting my energy for 2021, and I'm not going to tolerate this and blah, blah. That's great. That's great. I feel like if those are your goals and those are the things that you're setting, that's awesome. But last week, Tony came in, and this was in pre-production, and I was asking him if he knew someone that I knew. And he kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Talking about
like,
cola?
Be specific. And I was like, I thought I was being specific.
You were not.
And right. Granted, he was like, now listen, you know, his approach in the conversation was like, don't be stupid, Wayne. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, mean what you say. Say what you mean. Be intentional about what you're asking me.
Right.
Because this is random as fuck. Right? Now,
true.
Put that in a relationship.
Right.
Because what people do is, I've even done this in my own relationship with my wife. She'll ask me something, and I'll be like, what you mean? You know, smitely. You know, a little condescending.
Oh, that nigga's a smiter.
You know what I mean? But then I had to go back and say, maybe my approach was a little bit wrong, because even still, in those cases, sometimes people don't think the way you think. 100%. So when do you draw the line as a person who's supposed to be setting the precedence and say, I shouldn't have to tell you these things anymore. I shouldn't have to go back and forth about certain things anymore. Why are we still here?
Cleaning your house. Cleaning your house. Communication at certain points. Like for me, it's simplicity, but simplicity is not always easy.
Yeah.
So like, if I tell you, listen, if you got an issue, please let me know what the issue is.
Yeah.
Don't let it fester, because I'm not a good mind reader.
Right.
Like, that's how I've started trying to position it. I'm not a good mind reader.
Right.
So if we got an issue and you're feeling away, please tell me what the issue is so that we can address it. And tell me what you feel like for me, once we're in a relationship, what your good and bad qualities are. Like, I think, to me, that tells me so much about a person. Can you tell me, like, what the downside to your qualities are? Like, I'm not this perfect person. That says so much to me about emotional maturity.
But we've already established that's not something that's common. In women nor relationships.
100%.
So that's the thing. Like, Tony will tell us, listen, go read this book. Go read this book. It's going to give you some insight, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go tell that to your lady. Listen, we should sit down and take a peek at this book. You know, see what it's about. We already having issues with the shit we got going on right now. Let's take a different approach, right? But women and some men will take that as, you can't tell me what to do. You who are you? Again, it's the complex. Who do you think you are?
Right.
Right. But politely, I can say it politely. I can say, well, I'm supposed to be with you. I'm your partner. Or I can say, I'm your man.
Right.
The fuck you mean?
Right.
Or I can say, well, fuck it. You don't want to listen. I'm gonna go about my business.
Right.
But those are the three things that are, don't do
ready.
It.
I was ready.
Plus one.
There you go.
Those are the three things that are more commonly being discussed in these circles of women, whether they're old or young. It's about direction. It's about direction. And for some reason, a man telling a woman who he is in a potential relationship with, hey, listen, this might not be the best thing for you to do or for me to do. Let's take a different approach. And for whatever reason, that's not perceived in the conversation as something as being healthy or effective or me giving you some game.
So taking a step back, I would ask, hey, well, how can I talk to you so that I can get my point across clearly and that we remain on the same team versus arguing or you telling me that I can't tell you what to do? Because it's looking like I can't communicate even my half. I can't communicate to you, let alone get back what I need from you to make this continue to go. And if that's the case, I'm out.
If she's not reciprocating, all right?
If she's not going to engage with me in how to make this better, because I've had that happen.
Right.
The many relationships I've been in, people say, have you been in that many relationships? Yes. Yes.
Niggas out here.
But really out here, my nigga.
This nigga out here committing and shit.
Trying.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like we.
But to the wrong ones.
Yeah.
To the wrong one. I'll admit that.
When, for me, the conversation that we're having.
Hang on to the mic, nigga.
But you.
I am.
Turn it. But you got to be willing to walk away.
Well, you know I'm going to do that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Andrew come in
with, tell me
with
twice.
One foot out the door.
What? Right. Listen, what you don't say? Let the donut hit you with a good Lord split you.
Say it again.
I'm out. I got the wrong house.
Say it again. I think I'm having an issue with the conversation because we make it seem effortless. Even in us discussing it, we make it seem like it's common sense.
Well, if we were gay, we'd be fine.
No, you'd be surprised.
Nah, I was being facetious.
You know what I'm saying? Because them niggas be like.
Again.
Fuck.
He cheating. Read Kings, Queens, and Stable Boys, Why Men Cheat, A Guide to a Better Relationship, and look for that part in the book. The book.
In the book.
But.
Available on Amazon.
No, I'm just saying, I think that men have a better way of speaking to one another.
Yes, because
for
it's about
the
respect.
Most part.
It's always about respect with men.
Like, I've seen a gay couple.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Usually.
You're not going
to
make it.
I've seen a few gay couples who don't know how to engage or interact with each other.
That's personal. That's personality. That,
right, but that's what I'm saying. Usually, if you talk to two, like, usually going to have more a more feminine, a submissive role, and a more dominant role in anyone in any relationship. With men, though, just in general, we just tend to talk with respect. Like, me and Tony, because we're so like-minded,
yeah,
have had situations where it's like, it's not frequent, but like, yo, we need to take this outside? And immediately, it snaps both of us back in. Like, yeah. Neither one of us
don't
really
nobody
want
to get hit in the face.
Right. Neither one of us really want to fight.
But you know why that doesn't happen with men and women in relationships?
Because women don't believe they're going to get hit in the face.
Exactly.
But not only that.
It's a
that's
more.
Not, that's not the only reason.
Right. A more accurate account of what he just said is they don't. They're not thinking of the repercussions of the conversation.
That's a better. Yes. Because when I'm saying with getting hit in the face, like, it's some chicks out here who ready. Like, it's some, that's a different conversation. But
no, that's this conversation. What, they strong black women?
No, they've been hit in the face before and they think they can take it again.
And
in all honesty.
Are they ready? Yeah, and they ready for that. Like,
I think that.
It's the dysfunctionality of the, because I'm not going to hit you.
Friend of the show, who will remain nameless, reached out.
Is she hot?
Friend of the show who remained nameless. And ambiguous to her looks, to protect her anonymity, reached out and asked me a question.
She's hot. No, I'm playing.
Right? And we were discussing how a conversation that she had with her significant other, and she said, I want you to be honest, was I reckless? And I said, I understand your frustration. Yes, you were reckless.
Okay.
And she said, but why? I said, you have to understand, when you're addressing people, in any way, shape, or form,
right,
it's always a way to go about it.
Right.
Number one, you get more bees with honey than anything else.
Okay.
So if you're not coming to blows with somebody, and this is somebody you really care about, be mindful of how you approach the situation. Listen, Michael Andrew. Listen, love. we're not gonna take it here. We're not gonna do this. We're gonna sit down like adults. We're going to speak about it like adults. And if you can't handle that, then we don't need to have a conversation at all.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm that's definitely not me. But go ahead. Thank you.
Nah, that sounds like you.
Oh, it definitely sounds like
that's
you.
That's like first, maybe. That's the first part.
The first. What's the second part? PMS.
Bitch, didn't I? Didn't I tell your monkey ass? No.
You trying to help Ike.
Nah, I think.
Everybody get the fuck out.
I think it's more like, I'm not going to do this. Like, and I got to work on my communication because I've done that. Like, I'm not going to do this. Like, I'm not going to keep on, and I ain't said shit. I'm not going to keep on explaining myself. Nick, you didn't say anything, though. Like, so, right.
Was it
right.
To me?
Right. Were you talking, when did you say that? So, I think Yeah, to that point, it's like now as I am getting older, it's just like, listen, here's where I am. How did you hear that? How did you hear that?
Interesting.
Well, I heard da, da, da. Okay, that's not what I said.
Right.
That's not what I said. So let's go back again.
What's funny about that is Tony and I have had conversations where he has stopped me and he said, that's not what I said.
Right.
And I'll be like, what do you mean? No, that's not what right. I said.
Right.
This is what you heard. This is what I said.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
For the intermission.
Right? So I do agree that you should have some patience. Mm. However, and this is kind of leaning into what I sent to the chat, is truth. Truth has no feelings, right?
No.
So it should just come out as one way. I mean, just truthful.
Right.
But your presentation of it, should it be catered to the person, or can it be harshly? And can you take it? You know what I'm saying? Or does it have to be from some, like, when you take harsh criticism, mm-hmm. can you handle the truth?
Let me pose a scenario, because I like where you're going. Let's say
Daniel Caffey.
Okay.
Daniel Caffey?
Anybody get it?
No. I didn't get it.
That's all right.
All right. We'll circle back.
Daniel Caffey.
Okay.
We'll double back. Let's say I'm person B. I'm a man in the relationship, right? Person A is the woman I'm in the relationship with, right?
I mean, we could use Wayne and Misha.
No, let's not do that. Because okay. the way I'm about to paint myself is not who I am.
I mean, that's fine.
Okay,
that so Wayne, agreeable. We know so, it's not you.
So Wayne and Misha,
that
right?
Agreeable.
I'm in a situation where I'm in a perpetual rut. I can't never get it right. I'm always in and out of work. I can't really do nothing for the household.
Okay.
And what I do for the household, it's at the bare minimum, right?
Okay.
Now, person A, which is Misha, is saying, listen, babe, I'm rocking with you. Just communicate with me. I can't seem to do that either, though. Because okay. when I get frustrated, I shut down. I say,
well, fuck it then.
You know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do.
When I get back home,
I'm going to continue to do what the fuck I'm going to do, right?
Then Misha needs to walk.
Now, that's exactly what I was going to ask. What does that person do? What does person A do now?
You are not listening. And what money are you spending? Because now you're dipping into the community chest of bills and other stuff. So now, like, you fucking up family business.
It doesn't even have to be about fucking up money. I think that you could be loaded. If you can't communicate, then you're always in a potential. You're always on the cliff.
Yes.
That's
uncomfortable.
No, yeah. I mean,
I'm speaking to his specific position.
Well, if he can't keep a job, doesn't mean that he doesn't have money. It just means that he just keeps moving around and it's uncomfortable.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At that point, like, we've all been in a stressed situation where money or where a job is in flux, right? While we're trying to get back to vocations or careers,
right?
And when money is in flux, you're never. And it's like, I don't like going out right now. Like, money is slow. Like, business is slow.
Understood.
So I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm cool. Like, I don't need to go out. Even when I feel the vibe, like, me going out is like going out to grab a bite to eat.
Right.
Like, $7, $8. Like.
But this is what I'm saying, Michael. Yeah, is that Michael? Even yeah, in those.
Michael?
Even person B, I'm still using the same scenario. Person B is still conscious of what you're saying. But they're not being accountable.
That's what I'm saying. They're literally saying,
right. I'm already fucked up. Somebody I don't know what to do anyway. Right. So
let me keep fucking up. Yeah.
How does one approach that?
Nigga, you are fucking up. No, I'm playing. I think to a certain degree, you do say that though. Like, yo, you're better. It depends on how healthy the relationship is too. Because if I'm with somebody, I'm going to be like, listen, you are
10
better
years,
than this.
10 years.
What if you married?
Right. 10 years. We'll just say 10 years.
So we're gonna bring in some things called vows.
Okay. So now
if we can't walk,
motherfucker, you are fucking up.
You can separate though.
Yeah. You
can separate.
You are fucking up.
Go to your mutual corners.
Right. You're fucking up, and I know that you're better than, even if I'm talking to my woman, like, yeah. You way better than this.
Yeah.
Because I don't marry no slouches. Mm. Like, and I expect you to be great.
How would you receive that?
Yeah, what if it's you?
Is somebody telling me that?
Can someone be brutally honest with you? They harshly.
We keeping a buck right
now.
Yeah,
they can be harshly critical. They're also going to have to give me some time after that. Because my ego's going
to
be hit.
And I was going to say, can the person, because it's in the news.
Right.
Can the person talk to you, and I want to use harshly versus brutally honest, because
right.
I think honesty is just honest.
Yes.
Right.
I agree.
You know, it's just the truth.
And the truth.
But can you do it without responding and responding to the person? Well, what about you?
That I'm still working on.
Yeah, because now
I'm cognizant of it.
Well, I think that for you in particular, Michael Andrew, I think that's because you're the great debater. You're always waiting for the rebuttal.
No, but he also said his ego would be touched.
And mine would be too.
I think a lot of people's are. And as once you become an adult, no one can tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like, well, what are you doing?
Well, for me,
we're talking about you.
But for me, it's also right. Trust, though. Like, two or three shows, when we did our first video, you were like, Mike, I think you're scared of commitment. And I was like, that's a possibility. It's honest. But that's a possibility. I trust you, though, and I trust you and Wayne's perspective enough to say that's grounds for consideration.
What can I say to you to get you into a conversation where we can delve deeper? Or is that not my place?
What, about commitment in a relationship?
About your life.
No, if I trust you, I mean, shit, here's how I look at it. If you see me going off a cliff, no, this is important. If you see me going off a cliff and you say something like, hey, Mike, I don't know, like, if I should be having this conversation. And the cliff does not need to be to my death. It could be a story that's going to break my leg. I'm not going to die, but it's going to put me in a grave disposition, right? And you can say, hey, nigga, it's a cliff right there. Hey, nigga, it's a cliff right there. And you keep on yelling, and I'm not listening for whatever reason. I got my headphones in.
Right.
I'm distracted.
Yeah.
If you see me walking, I'm talking, bob my head, close my eyes or something, and you yank me back from the cliff, and in the process of you yanking me back to my from the cliff, I bust my ass,
yeah,
and I hit my ass hard, and I'm mad at you because I hit my ass, and you like, nigga,
right? I told you,
I was just because I couldn't hear you, right?
Oh, okay.
I was distracted,
yeah,
by my ego, whatever. That's a whole lot of shit
right.
That can be. You like, nigga, I had to pull you back because otherwise you was going to really bust your ass.
Here's the thing.
It hurt. But it hurt. But you saved me from something big. So I may get mad at you in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But we've had these conversations where I can come back. All of us have come back and
been
like,
have.
All right, my nigga, I see what your point is. And even if I disagree with it, I still understand it.
Right when you said that, my theory is distraction impedes truth.
Okay, speak on that.
Because we get distracted by our ego. We get distracted by pride. Mm-hmm. We get distracted by other people. We get distracted by family members who don't have no fucking business in our business.
Right.
We get distracted by our spouses or our significant others, friends. We get distracted by our friends.
Right.
The people, and when I say that, I mean people that we're not really trusting of.
Yeah.
But they're just chatterboxes.
We're associates.
And we just feed into it every now and then. Right. We get distracted by that. While all the whole time, the person who really cares about you is saying, hey,
right.
Take those headphones off. I need you to hear what I'm saying.
Right.
Till it gets to the point where they like, hey, fuck nigga, you ain't shit. Why right. You doing shit like this? You not listening.
Is it worth losing the friendship over?
Yes, in certain spe- like I've told you, I've
that's
told
a
y'all
million
this.
Dollar question.
I've told y'all this, but I've told y'all this. Fuck being in the boat with me and like rocking the boat. Flip that motherfucker over if it needs to be flipped over. Cause here's the thing.
All right, I'm gonna say some shit after the show.
That's fair. Say it on the show, nigga. I'm give you that spell. Well, yeah, but don't wait, nigga.
I was told not to and to use it on myself because we all do. Cause I do it too.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, shit, say it on the show.
What are you doing to get to 100,000? And with you, it's a double 100,000. Actually, with both of you guys, it's 100,000 followers. It's $100,000 a year.
So what am I doing?
Yeah.
Is that, are we supposed to respond right now?
If you have the answer.
I'd like to respond now, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm, to be quite honest with you gentlemen.
If you're not all the way honest, you can go fuck yourself.
You're right.
The fuck are you doing?
Again, it sounded better when I said it like that. You fucked up my statement, Tony Davis.
Shut the fuck up.
Right. I'm out.
Is that...
Well, you said again.
The foundations that I'm building for myself, with my wife, with my children, with you fellas.
Okay.
With the people around me that I know that I need to be around, is being consistent with those people.
Okay.
It's saying, don't be distracted by your own fear. Don't be distracted by what you think someone else you think can do better. I've done it 1,000 times.
Okay.
I've looked at situations and said, and I'm being transparent, I looked at situations and said, maybe I can't do it like that.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't do it like that.
Maybe I should
do it like this. And in retrospect, kicked myself because I was like, why the fuck was you thinking like that? Why were you talking yourself out of your greatness?
Yeah, self-sabotage.
Yes.
Right.
And we do it, admittedly, more than often than we should, because in some ways, we're conditioned to.
Okay.
We're conditioned to say, oh, no, it's not worth it. Yeah, the fuck it is. Who told you that it wasn't? You look around and say, did someone say it's not worth it to your face? Or did you say that because you heard someone say something else?
Right.
It's hard. It's hard to get over your own self. That saying, you're your own worst critic, that's some real shit. You're also your own worst detriment in some spaces.
Yep, your own enemy.
Yeah. So, circling back, when your spouse is talking to you, because in some cases, your spouse or your significant other, the person that loves you, knows you sometimes better than you know yourself, and they say, listen, I'm being honest with you. Cut that shit out.
Right.
To Tony's point, when are you going to draw the line and say, I'm gonna shut the fuck up and listen. I'm gonna take the advice.
Okay.
Not only am I gonna take the advice, I'm gonna expound on it, and I'm gonna do better. However that looks.
When presenting the truth, do you think it should just be the truth, or do you think it should be suggestions to fix the problem?
It should always. I don't ever want anybody to critique me and not have a thought about how I can do better, because once you critique me, that's your fucking opinion. If you say, hey, man, you fucking up and walk off, to me, you're a hater.
Hey, suit guy. You should be the suit guy.
I should be the suit guy?
Yeah. You should be the fashion guy.
Like, in what sense?
In the sense of, because it took me a while, over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned one of your homies who, I don't really kick it with like that cigar-wise, but you respect. Okay. And he came to you and he said something to you. You was like, hey, that's not what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is, when you want to have a conversation,
mm-hmm,
about, like you said, I want it to be about conversation. One of the things, I'm going to use this analogy and I think you'll get it.
Right.
Allen Iverson, when he was playing, got in front of people and said, I don't like playing basketball anymore.
Right.
I play because I have things that I want to accomplish.
Mm.
Financially, I got to take care of my kids, right, you know, my family, XYZ. I do it for a purpose. You may not like selling suits or being the fashion guy like that, but it's something that you already do, and it can push you. I think it would be easier for it to push you to the heights that you can get to say, all right, I'm done. I don't need to do this anymore. Because that is when you, like you said, oh, I'm 6'4". When I walk into a place, I'm wearing a hat. Most people aren't looking at this aesthetic like that.
Okay.
So when people see you, they see the fashion guy, but you push back on being the fashion guy.
Why do you think I push back on being the fashion guy?
Because it's not what you want to do.
No, I'm saying like, okay, better question.
Just saying that's the answer you gave me. I don't know. Shit, that.
No, I was asking.
Help me out with it.
So to your first question, because I definitely appreciate you for saying that. The first question was, what am I doing to get to 100K followers and 100K $100,000. I'm really not concerned so much, if I'm being honest, about the 100K followers, unless these are 100K that are going to be a part of my tribe. I will take.
He cleaned it.
Like, there's a great book called 100,000 Fans. It's a great book called 1,000 Fans.
Hey, Mortimer, your brother.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Cut those machines back on.
Turn those machines back on. Turn that IG back on. But like, if I have a thousand true fans,
mm-hmm.
So you guys know that I'm working on a course. That course is going to be an elite level course. If I get 100 people in there, I will reach my 6-figure mark.
Yeah.
So for me, it's
if you get 100 people.
If I got 100 people in there, I'll be past my 6-figure mark.
Okay.
So if that's the case, then I need 100 people.
Yeah.
But that means I probably need to talk to 1,000 people. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of averages. So I am working on that. I think that there's a misconception that I gave myself that it was an either or conversation, that I cannot be, that I got to be something else or the fashion guy
before I can be right. What I want to be.
The last year, what has come to fruition has been the understanding that, no, you need to be X and the fashion guy. So, like, the conversationalist, yes, but the conversation is initiated through my image. Like, oh, man, you out here spiffy, huh? Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? With your little hat on.
Yeah, right. Or with the fellas who be like, man, you out here clean. Man, you so clean, you fucking cut somebody up in here. Like, I appreciate you, family. What's your name? Like, we can have that conversation. So the other conversation there is the end. Like, to Tone's point, last month, you know, we coming up on the 21st. If you guys don't know about the December the 21st and what that means, you should go look it up, because some very powerful energies in that space. Tone is trying to get his life together, apparently. He got to get his bladder and shit together. Fucking old ass nigga. But
I tell you this.
But, you know, for me prior to, no, I didn't want to sell suits. But I realized you got to be careful about what you're putting out into the universe. Because now that I'm in a shop where I need to sell suits, that mantra, that vibration that I was putting out into the universe is now, and it's still existing, right? So now I'm like, fuck, I need to sell some suits.
Yeah.
And the universe is like, nah, you said you didn't want to.
Right.
Nah, I want to sell suits. I want to sell a gang of suits, goddamn it.
That's what I'm saying. It's tough because, I know exactly where you're coming from, Michael, because when I was doing music and my affinity for music was, this is what I want to do.
Right.
I want to be a lyricist.
Right.
I don't want to necessarily be famous, but I want people to respect my art.
Right. And
can
live a lifestyle.
And live a, make a living.
Right.
Right. And then I stopped.
Right.
Because, to your point, it just wasn't it anymore.
Right.
I still love music.
Right.
I still can write music. I can still do it well, but I'm not there. It's the same exact analogy as you saying, I know how to dress well.
Right.
I can sell you a suit. I can put you together, but I don't want to do that. And what I started to realize is that it's not necessarily so much what you want to do when you put yourself in a position to be what you want to be.
Right.
Because it's just like saying, circling back, you want a pretty girl to come to your house. You don't want a dirty house.
Right.
I don't feel like cleaning up. But you're about to have some, you know, slide over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or it's summertime. That's
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit starts smelling and, you know, the garbage. I don't want to take the garbage out. You know what I mean?
Well, I was about to say, summertime, like, especially for the cats who like, yo, I'm about to be out. Well, you know, if you're about to be out, prepare yourself. And that's been the thing is, like, it's not that I don't want to. I realize, like, it's not that you don't want to do that. You didn't want to take the risk because you didn't want to have the potential for your fuck ups.
Right.
And that's the thing that I think a lot of people miss is like when you are like, I'm still at a stage of proficiency. I'm not at a stage of mastery yet.
Right.
When it comes to style.
It's the same with me and cigars.
Right. Right.
Right. So it's the exact same.
Right. So within that conversation that you start having, you start saying stuff like, is this really what it is about? Nah, it ain't about no fucking clothes.
Right.
It's about the psychology behind whatever it is that I'm promoting. So if I'm not coming into a situation understanding, with the understanding that presentation is what we are selling, the psychology behind presentation. If I got that, then shit, everything else is going to fall into place because I still need to have the necessary components.
Right.
I need to know about cloth. I need to know about color. I need to know about suiting, how shit is going to fit you, especially if I'm going to sell you something.
Word.
Like, I don't want to be that black business that's not proficient or aware of what the fuck that they're promoting.
There was an analogy used on, there's a social media guy who is an A&R in the music industry, and he made an extremely valid point. What he said was, he said, your focus is always on your hit.
Right.
Your music is your music. Your artistry is your artistry. Think about a hit song like a bullseye on a target.
Right.
The circles around that bullseye or what you need to be focused on as well.
Right.
Because it makes your hit music the focal point.
Right.
So you add content. He was speaking about content. He said, so if you have merch, associate that with your song.
Yeah.
If you do lives, associate that with your song.
Yeah.
If you want to sell something outside of your song, associate that with your song. Right. So that way you start to get a general idea is, I'm always selling my music no right. matter what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with Tony Davis many years ago. He said, so you really do music? I said, yeah. And he heard some of my music. He heard what I used to do. He said, why the fuck did you stop? I said, I didn't love it anymore. He said, what does that have to do with anything?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And we would have this residual conversation back and forth every other week. Fuck out of here. Right. You need to do this. You need to do this. So when I started to get into cigars, Tony politely sat back. He said, you got it now. What are you going to do with it?
Right.
And that's when it clicked. It said, I should be doing this. Even though I don't feel like I'm the cigar guy, you've thrown yourself into something, right. invested time in it. Why not invest in yourself?
And that's that's one of the hardest things you ever do.
Very much so.
Why you say that?
Because investments for anything is always going to be a risk.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing that we are afraid to take a risk on is ourselves. It's mad motherfuckers who take risk on their kids. You know
that's
what a risk is? Daddy, I want to play basketball. All right. So immediately, you better yet, Daddy, I'm going to play hockey. Listen, little nigga, it ain't no black people on the hockey team. But Daddy, I want to play hockey. So now I got to go get a stick.
A few in the league.
Right, well, yes. I got to go get a stick, helmet, pads, pay for the league entry fee. We got to take you to the joints. It ain't a whole lot of rinks up in fucking Atlanta. So, like, we have to invest in this.
Mm-hmm.
But my kid want to play fucking hockey. That okay. shit may last for 6 months. Daddy, I don't like this. Well, son, the season is still going on. So why don't you like this? Well, because I'm not good. Motherfucker, you've been playing for fucking 2 months. You're going to get better.
So you don't think that, because I just came back in when you were talking about mastery.
Right.
So are you trying to say that you should wait till you be a master until you give
advice? No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying was that's what some of the things that hold us back. Like when it came back, when you're investing in yourself, the lack of mastery cost. And the cost is going to be you're going to fuck up.
Yeah.
And you need to understand that you're going to fuck up. So how do you want to fuck up? Do you want to fuck up on your own dime? Nothing wrong with that. If you have the wherewithal or the stomach to really fuck up. Like, I'll give you an example. I had one of our first suits that we did when I was working with the dude I think we're talking about. We made an order, whatever. Dude got a suit, and then dude got a shirt. I fucked up the suit, and it was the wrong color. So it was the right design, but it was the wrong color. He had a different color that he was trying to do. Now, we were able to safeguard that by by selling him on that. Like, he was like, look, we can give you this. He was like, nah, man, it's all good. I just want to support the business. He also got two shirts. Now, the shirts, I didn't understand how they were measuring the pieces. And I hadn't mastered or even built a proficiency in measuring.
Oh, you was Denise and Theo.
I was, I definitely, yo, when I tell you,
Denise!
When I tell you, I definitely Gordon Gartrell that shirt. Hey, this man. Motherfucker's sleeves were like this long. Like, and he was so cool about it. He was just like,
are you
cool
in the swash? Cool are you, are you in the swashbuckling?
Yeah, he was like,
you want to be a pirate?
No. Right.
Don't call me Jack. Don't call me Captain Jack. None of that.
None of that
the
shit.
Puffy shirt? No puffy shirt? So I was like, oh, fuck. Because that was for our cost. That was our cost that we had to put up. And then we had to try to navigate through that. Now, working at a suit shop, what one of the things that I've had to change my mindset about is
clothier.
Yes, as a clothier at a suit shop, I've had to really understand. I've really had to understand that if I fuck up, I can't treat that like it's a fuck up. Like that ain't my money. I got, but it's. I also have to realize it's not my money.
Okay, so one of the things that people go back to with children, teaching kids how to swim, just throw them in there. Do you believe in that? Because it's different when it's your money. It's different when it's your t-shirts that you have to come through with.
Agreed.
It's different when it's I don't have the safety net. Because I thought about this. Hey, man, we might have to just get out there and do it and face it. That's the reason why I start posting. Like, hey, man.
Yeah, just do it.
You got to do
it.
I'm
proud of you, Tony Davis.
Hey, man, I appreciate that.
Good job, man.
5 pounds.
I think
posting that, your stomach and all that shit, that's good shit.
Definitely hit your dope boy out. I think that you throw them in after you've taught them the basics. I think that it is foolhardy for you to tell a...
The fuck that nigga just say?
Foolhardy.
Foolhardy. SAT word. That's not an SAT word.
That shit sound like some old backwards ass...
I told nigga, listen. I told you, what was my old one from last week? I forgot. you gonna remember?
Oh, hunching or no, not hunching.
I didn't say.
What did he say?
That's Georgia.
Dry humping? I didn't say dry.
No, you ain't say dry. You said making out.
Oh no, I said yeah, and getting to third base.
Right,
third
right. Base. And we was like, what?
But I think that if I haven't, I am irresponsible as a leader, as a guide. If I'm just saying I'm gonna throw you in here and you survive, and this kid, if I had a kid and I throw him in the water and they're just like panicking,
right?
Because I haven't taught them anything. Listen, if I say, hey, here's what we're gonna do. When you get into the water, the best place that you can be if you're in a pool is on your back.
Right.
Well, why, Dad? Because on your back, you'll float. You're usually going to be buoyant. Now, you may sink a little bit. Don't panic. Take a deep breath. Usually the filling of your lungs will inflate and will bring you to the top. And then you can backstroke or I'm going to teach you how to doggy paddle.
Yeah.
For those basics. Now, if I throw you in the ocean, that doggy paddle will help you a little bit.
A little bit.
But I ain't gonna even hold you. When I went and jumped in the ocean in Mexico, and I was like,
no.
And I said, oh, this shit is different.
This ain't no swimming pool.
I can swim a little bit. I can't really swim out in this motherfucker. Like,
right.
I need to make sure I know how to swim next time.
Way more buoyancy in the ocean for me.
You do. No, you have more. But.
Salt will keep you up.
The salt will.
Yeah.
But if I would have panicked.
Listen.
And did not know how to swim, somebody just threw me in, I'd be fucked up.
I mean, that shark will get you. Don't worry about it. It'll be quick.
Stingrays. It was stingrays.
Jaws?
Dun, dun.
I give the comparison to people would say, Wayne, why are you working so many jobs?
Because you're Jamaican.
Why?
He Puerto Rican. He looks Puerto Rican. He's Jamaican.
Why are you doing these things? Why are you doing this and this and this? And my first response before I really had an understanding of what I was doing, because that's also a thing. Sometimes you're doing things
right
out of sheer muscle memory. You're just doing them because you think that's what you need to be doing.
Yeah.
Until I started to say, I'm getting value out of the things that I'm doing.
Right.
I wouldn't be in the cigar industry if someone hadn't said, someone being Tony Davis, do the shit. What are you waiting on? Don't hold back.
Right.
And you start to maneuver and say, okay, I can tread water.
But I also think it's different too, because you learn how, you actually are learning how to swim in the ocean in this sense. It's one thing if you work in four different jobs, right? I'm security, I'm doing telemarketing, right, door-to-door sales, and then I'm working in the cigar space. Versus you saying, hey, I'm gonna work in the cigar space as a curator. I'm gonna work as a salesperson. You got four jobs all within that same industry that's right, giving you different access to different elements. Well, now you're talking about something different. Now you learning how to swim in different waters. And that's the thing, is like, if you throw me, I would not want to throw Tony if he said, like, I'm interested in suits. All right, my nigga, you need to get $1,000 so that you can get this meal and
your
this
swatches.
Your swatches.
Yeah, your swatches.
And go ahead and do it.
And if I'm interested in it, it will show and prove.
It will. I would not want to. I'm saying, because you said, would you throw somebody in?
Throw them in the ocean, B. At least the pool. At least you can touch the bottom.
Well, you hope. Because if you get in that big pool, you throw them in the 12
feet. Just hold your breath long enough and then kick off the ground. Like, because eventually you will get it. It is one of the most fearful things that I do.
It's the power of survival.
There you go. If you really want to make it, I truly believe in anything. Like, we talked about it a year ago.
Right.
If we really want to be famous, there are multiple ways to do it. The easiest way, go take it up the ash.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, go
right
suck
up
a dick.
The kisser.
Go do something. If not, I don't want to do it that way. But do you want it? Because now you got to go to 1,000 people and say, "Hey, man, do you have, you got a couple big homies, right? Financially successful.
A few, maybe one.
At least two.
One or two, yeah.
One is in Jersey. It happened to be a female.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes.
And one's down here with the nice ass pad.
Yes, and then
you got at least two that I know of.
Right.
Other dude who got the nice place where we, you know, met, nice, curvaceous.
Yeah.
Chocolate, you know, at the...
Just nod your head, man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
100. Yeah, just saying. So that's, right, that's at least three that you can go to and say, hey, this is where I'm going. What are your thoughts?
Right.
So you're really not by yourself.
Right.
And if you want it, you can do it.
You're right. The problem is, King, is in our heads... We're thinking, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
So come.
I don't know how I'm going to swim.
Right.
I don't know.
But you're thinking way too far ahead.
You
and
are.
And that's also, just to be clear, when you're asking $100,000, investing in yourself. Investing in yourself, whether that's asking questions.
Take the top 1%. Take the 25 and 5. I got that from the guy you was telling me about.
Right.
Going back to the analogy you made with the relationship. Hey, I want to do you. I will bring it back. Do you want check the screen? Do you want to be successful in this relationship?
Right. Very simple.
Very simple. And stay simple. Do you want to be successful in anything that you do? If you say yes, how badly do you want it?
That's the name of the show, by the way. Stay simple.
And where are you looking to go to do it? Because the biggest homie in a relationship is your partner.
Right.
This is what I need.
Yeah.
Not just what I want. This is what I need.
Yeah.
As far as getting 100, I think that everything you should do, that you should do, should be about communication and conversations. You have, I don't know how many videos or podcasts that you do. It should be about that.
How many videos? I got like, three. Like, goddamn, I got three.
Okay, and that's what I thought. It's three.
I'm playing. Yeah.
So when you're targeting that, hey man, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm doing. Because in my opinion,
sure,
you need to be an authoritative figure, or right, you need to be an extremist. Either right way, they're kind of the same thing in the eyes of marketing. You need to be
right,
something that takes you all the way left, and people say, "Oh, you think this way."
Yeah, you got to get your truck.
You got to be all the way over there.
Yeah.
And committed to it.
You have
if
to.
If not, you can't be afraid to fail.
I mean, I went through a phase where my wife was like, don't smoke cigars. We're going to have an issue if you smoke cigars. You working too much.
Right.
You doing all this. And it got to me. But then I also had to say, Wayne, this can't be music.
I'm so disappointed in that, by the way.
This has to be This has to be something that
that ain't right.
You're going to stay consistent with, no matter what that looks like.
Right.
No matter what that looks like.
But so I'm going to challenge you right there, though. Didn't it need to look like something?
It does.
Where there is no vision, the people perish, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so for to Tone's point, that's why I've invested in myself. I told you what I've invested in. Now it's like, all right, now I got to get some ROI. Because here's the other thing that you were talking about that I didn't get to mention. When you've actually invested in something, now you need a return.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a lesson. I don't care if it's financial. I don't care what it is. I need a return on on my investment.
I completely agree.
So when you, for me, if I've taken swimming lessons, by the end of that, motherfucker, I better know how to swim. I may not be able to swim well, but I got what I need to do to survive.
Got a good example. So today I got I'm not even close to my prototype being functional.
Okay.
I get an email back saying it's going to cost $500 to make the prototype of the prototype.
Shit.
Okay.
How much do I want it?
Right. You willing to sell?
I'm going to sell some ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, if y'all want to see OnlyFans.
Hey, man. Some items. I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I sent you two nipples for $200.
Blood, semen. I don't give a fuck. I got to make that. And that's not even a working product.
Right. Just for the design.
But if I don't do it and all I do is come here once a week and talk to you guys, it's bullshit.
Right.
I can't talk about, oh, I wish I could dress better. Oh, I want that, you know, hot chick.
You look nice, man.
Thank you. Oh, I want this, you know, luxury automobile.
Yeah.
My fine automobile.
Mm. Automobile.
You know what I'm saying? For somebody to break my window. You know, messed up my fine automobile.
God damn it. I think my aw man moment from our conversation tonight is...
Well, Wayne be on. He be got the internal clock going. Nice with it.
Right. Don't stop being negligent with yourself.
Okay.
You're mishandling yourself in your relationships, in the way you do business, in the way you communicate. Once you start to realize you're not handling yourself properly,
right,
you're going to have an epiphany. You're going to come to a realization because you're going to have to start to look at yourself.
Okay.
Well, I'm just talking shit.
Right.
I'm just waking up in the mirror playing, oh, everything is all right.
Right.
It's not all right.
Right.
It is not all right.
Right.
If you want that bad bitch that you've been plotting on for the last 3 years.
Get your money up.
If you want to be successful in whatever the fuck what you're doing.
Put in the work.
Yep. It's keep it simple. So Michael Andrew gives us theories on how we should work our internal minds out, which is imperative. But those exercises are for you to not be negligent.
Right.
When you're empowering yourself, when you're staying consistent, when Michael Andrew said, I'm not going to drink for 6 months, it wasn't because anybody said, hey, man, I don't think that's healthy. Or you probably shouldn't drink because you be. No, he said, I'm going to do this for me because I need to get to this space.
And nothing happened. You didn't lose any friends because he didn't drink?
No.
Right.
Hell, more for me.
Right. You want, hey, give me your cup.
Nah, we just don't do that.
Right.
I do. I done added like two movies.
What you give it? You got some more of that?
I told you it was just to get the edge off.
What you give it to me for the end?
Because you needed it.
Yeah.
That's right. You needed it.
Right.
So.
You needed it.
At the time.
I'll piggyback that. When you're making the steps for you, you're generally not going to lose anybody.
People or you'll lose who you need to.
Exactly.
People will climb on your back. Yeah. I mean, it won't be as harsh as you think it is.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Because when I'm not like, oh, you know what? I just don't feel like it.
Yeah. Right.
Then it's no problem.
Yeah.
But if I go in the right direction, people will generally get on my page.
Yeah.
And I'll still be fine. And they'll look to help me. Hey, you should do this. It may not be what I want to do.
Right.
But at least they're still there for me and supporting.
Yeah.
What I dream of doing. Oh, you should go talk to this person. I got somebody here.
Yeah.
But if I don't do it and say, hey, you know, get your pictures right. Put your book out like this. Call this person. I got a motherfucker who you know, who could have lived life with me still giving me advice or that type of support.
Right.
That's real.
It's something. And it's frustrating because that's somebody who I love.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because you still feel that connection.
Yeah.
But I gotta be selfish.
Yeah.
I gotta be selfish.
And being selfish in that particular space is not a bad thing. It's simply saying, I receive what you're saying. I still need to do what I need to do for me. Yeah. I'm not brushing off what you're saying. What I'm saying is, in the midst of you giving me that advice.
But the idea of letting something go that I want, like, I, you know, it's a part of me that still wants it.
Right.
It's an idea of letting it go. Yeah. I got to be letting that go so I can be able to catch what it is going to be. I know it sounds cheesy, and it is.
No, not really.
But if you don't do it, I want my truth to be harsh. So if y'all got something to say, like, you know, Michelangelo would make funny jokes.
Right.
Hey, Doughboy. I'm like, yo. I got to be like, yo, that stings. You know why it stings? Because it's a I can't come back in Michelangelo, even though I did earlier. Where y'all at? That's only because I'm in competition.
Right.
Now I'm like, oh, I'm 4 or 5 pounds down.
Yeah. Right.
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
Give me 3 more.
Yeah.
Right. I think mine is two things.
Two things.
I didn't think we was going to get through one.
Yes, sir.
Two things.
Is first and foremost to be committed to your vision. And be consistent with your vision. Don't be committed to yourself because you're going to probably give up on yourself.
You will.
Because you've been taught and conditioned to think less of yourself. So be committed to the visions.
Not me.
For vanity purposes only.
Which is dope.
Right, but that's not you.
You just said
that's
you committed
your vision.
You committed to the vision.
Right.
I'm committed to me.
To the vanity. You just said
the vanity
I'm
committed
of you. That's important. That's a very important distinction. Because here's the thing.
Where did I take it?
Shit. But that's like for me, if I'm committed to helping black men align their attire, their attitudes, their aspirations, right? And I have clarity about what that needs to look like. Now I'm having a conversation with you, and if you are not in that framework, then it's easy for me to say, oh, okay, cool, you're not somebody that I need to be working with.
Exactly.
Because I need 100. I need 100 people. I don't need 1 million people.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Like, I'm telling you.
Not
I just
for his
saw,
vision.
I just saw somebody who
Fuck
has.
His vision. It's my vision.
I just saw somebody.
I got a vision for both of you guys in my life.
But that's great for you. That's here's okay. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Because
that was the alley.
with stylearchitects.com, right? It's one thing if you are the star of your story. You need to be the hero of your story. But you're going to be a co-character in somebody else's story.
Yes, sir.
Always. So your vision of me may look a certain type of way.
You see these pants?
For your life, I see those pants.
I fucked it up, though, because I wanted a blue shirt.
But it's all good. But it's a good look.
It's a good look. It's clean, man.
You see these pants?
Simple. Keep it simple.
I would say my stylist got it, but he don't like me saying it.
Because I'm your architect. I'm your style Sherpa. Your style
now
architect.
We got some.
Now,
School him.
But no, so one, be consistent and committed to your vision, because that will keep you on the path. And also, fuck what everybody else is saying. Your soul dropped into your body knowing exactly what the fuck it needed to do.
Mm.
Like,
that's a word.
If you know that, that's not mine.
Lord,
but if
Lord.
You know that,
right. Hey, you should take that shit.
I'm a borrow it.
I'm borrowed.
You're preaching.
But if you know that, it's certain shit inside of your head that may have been inside of your heart, actually, that draws you to it every time. Like, I can't escape clothes if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I
not at this point.
Not you, Beach
Not
Street.
Even before then. Like, the beat just keep calling me.
Michael Andrew, the track coach.
You know what I'm saying? Extend, nigga, extend.
Step it out, step it out.
That's why you're choppy. You're too choppy.
Right. Do it over.
Come back. But I wouldn't be able to step away from and soft tailor goods if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, right? So, but the conversation is always there. And so here's the interesting thing. So my last name, which some of y'all motherfuckers will never know, means teacher, right?
Mm.
Everybody in my family has been a teacher, an educator of some sorts. The problem is that we confine ourselves to what that's supposed to look like.
Right.
I'm supposed to be
elementary
teacher.
Teacher in what language?
I ain't giving him that.
Now you gotta go look it up.
He's gonna be like, his name is Mbutu?
Mbutu Ungawa.
I did not know that motherfucker's last name. So, in that space, when you start having these conversations about teaching, for the longest time, I thought, like, fuck, I'm gonna have to go back to fucking graduate school because I know I'm supposed to be teaching.
Yeah.
And then the universe said, nah, nigga, I didn't tell you you was gonna be a teacher at a university or a professor. I didn't say that. Said you were an educator.
Educator.
And so because of that, now the way that the social systems are changing, the course industry, online course industry, is a $500 billion industry. It's scheduled to be a $1 trillion industry within the next 3 to 4 years.
Yep.
And I just need a little piece of that.
Hey man, wonder where my beat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ain't trying to buy the Brave.
And I'm not.
You trying to buy the Braves.
He'll go to the games, though. He'll sit in the box.
I definitely will
sit in the box. Oh, for sure. I'm sitting in the box.
I'll pay for the gas on the jet.
I got my motivation, and it's going to sound weird.
Okay.
I found out that the Bentley SUV is a 7-seater.
Jesus.
They come in a 7-seater. I'm going to get one.
Yeah, I'm riding.
I'm with it.
I'm happy to ride.
In the Bentley.
I will have my Lincoln Continental 1964 suicide doors. On that Blackberry with them Daytons on them white walls.
No Diamond bows, in the no, back. No mustard and mayonnaise?
Oh, no, it's definitely going to be peanut butter suede guts.
Ooh.
Diamond me in too. The back, sun rooftop, chilling in the scene with the gangster lean. Woo-hoo.
Yo, this has been the All Man Podcast. I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag All Man.
We out this bitch.
Yes, sir.